Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. I am Charlene, your hostess. Thank you for listening to this motivational radio talk show where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business organizations, and households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible. Please use the King James Version, as I will help you to understand its meaning during the read-along. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher, but this show is a part of my more modern and family-friendly Christian faith-based ministry. Today's read-along will be from the Book of Ezra, beginning with chapter 7, verse 1. Book of Ezra, chapter 7, verse 1. The New Monday Show believes in God as the maker of heaven and earth. The New Monday Show believes it is He from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind, and His name is Jesus. Others may refer to Him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. Community announcements. Shopping Lounge News, shop Avon with me locally or online at youravon.com/Charlene Stevens, available 24/7. Everyday free shipping with your $40 purchase. Begin now, sell Avon with my sales team. Startup kits are just $15 with required biweekly sales orders. Today we remember Ella Fitzgerald and Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Tomorrow we remember Ma Blue Singers Rainey. It's also Arbor Day, and it's Channing Tatum and Kevin James' birthday. Wednesday we remember Coretta Scott King. Thursday is my home state of Maryland's birthday, along with Penelope Cruz and Jay Leno's birthday. Friday in theaters, Mother's Day, and Can You? It's also the anniversary of Kate and William of the UK. We remember Duke Ellington. And it's Erica Campbell of Mary Mary, Eve, Jan Plum, Danielle, Day Lewis, Master P, and Michelle Pfeiffer's birthday. Saturday is National Phone Zone Day, and it's State of Louisiana, Willie Nelson, Cloris Leachman, Christina Hendricks, and Damon Dash's birthday. And then we begin the first day of May. Can you believe it's May already, my audience? So on the 1st of May, we remember Criss Cross Kelly. And it's Tina Campbell of Mary Mary's birthday, along with Heidi Klum and DJ Reflex's birthday. It's also my hosted theme, Women Appreciation Month, TV Special Heart Radio Music Awards, NBC, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, along with TV Special American Country Countdown Award. And for international events, International May Day. Continuing with community news, we have Joe Maggiello. He dropped out of filming History Channel's drama series 6 due to health issues, so let's keep him in our prayers. To have and to hold Empire co-stars Trey Byers and Grace Geely wed in a small ceremony April 14th on Grand Cayman. Olympic gymnastics champ Shawn Johnson and NFL player Andrew East exchanged vows April 16th in Tennessee. Victoria Beckham has teamed with Estee Lauder to launch her first makeup line, The limited edition series will be available in September. Katy Perry has collaborated with CoverGirl for her Katy Cat collection. The full line of 13 lipstick shades and 2 mascaras will go on sale in May. Everybody Loves Raymond star Doris Roberts passed away in L.A. April 17th at age 90. Let's keep her family and friends in prayer. Music producer David Jest, who was married to Liza Minnelli from 2002 to 2007, was found dead April 12th in a London hotel. He was 62. Let's keep his family and friends in prayer. Gwen Stefani will hit the road on her This Is What the Truth Feels Like tour with special guest Eve. The 27-day trek begins July 12th. Benedict Cumberbatch will voice the Grinch in an animated remake of the 1966 Dr. Seuss classic, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. The movie is due in November 2017. Olivia Wilde revealed that she and fiancé Jason Sudeikis are expecting their second child, quote, matching baby bones, end quote. She wrote on an April 18 shot with son Otis, too. Ellie Kemper is pregnant with her first child with her husband, TV writer Michael Komen. Stana Katic, who plays Kate Beckett on Castle, will not return for the ABC drama's 9th season. Congratulations to Chrissy Teigen and John Legend. They welcomed their first child, daughter Luna Simone Stevens, April 14th. And let's keep Prince, family and friends, and also his fans in prayer at this time. At this time, you may say names aloud of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. Then I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Let's take a deep breath. Slowly exhale out all the negativity of the weekend, of today, or of what you may have to do this evening. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give Him thanks on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my audiences to be endured forever within their unique households upon generation, in Jesus' name, my soul says, Amen. Visitors, come in. If you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah for believers who use it includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. Again, our Bible read-along will be from the book of Ezra, beginning with chapter 7, verse 1. Audience, I will continue our broadcast in a few minutes. I would like to take this moment to give a moment of silence in regards to the death of entertainer and musician, celebrity, actor, Prince. All right, Ezra, chapter 7, verse 1. Ready? Let's begin. Now, after these things, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra, the son of Seraiah, the son of Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Shalom, the son of Zadok, the son of Ahitub, the son of Amariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Marath, the son of Zerahiah, the son of Uzi, the son of Buki, the son of Abishua, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the chief priest. This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. There went up some of the children of Israel, and of the priests, and the Levites, and the singers, and the porters, and the Nethinims unto Jerusalem in the seventh year of Artaxerxes the king. And he came into Jerusalem in the fifth month. Five is the biblical meaning of grace. In the fifth month, and which was in the seventh year of the king. Seven is the biblical meaning of completion. Nothing needs to be added. It's perfected, or it's already in perfection. For upon the first day of the first month began he to go up from Babylon, and on the first day of the fifth month came he to Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his God upon him. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Now, this is the copy of the letter that the king of Artaxerxes gave unto Ezra, the priest, the scribe, even a scribe of the words of the commandments of the Lord and of his statutes to Israel. Pausing for a moment. So Ezra had a few job titles. He was a priest, he was a scribe, and we have already discussed back in the day, sometimes even the kings couldn't read, but the priest could. Or sometimes the kings didn't write, but the priests and the scribes could. They were well educated. Sometimes they were more educated than the kings. Kings and queens were known as pharaohs. And sometimes they had to take advice from the priest and always had to include a priest everywhere that they went. Excuse me. So, continuing with verse 12. Artaxerxes, king of kings, unto Ezra the priest, a scribe of the law, of the God of heaven, perfect peace, and at such a time, I make a decree that all they of the people of Israel, and of his priests and Levites, in my realm, which are minded of their own free will to go up to Jerusalem, go with thee. For as much as thou art sent of the king, and of his seven counselors, to inquire concerning Judah and Jerusalem, according to the law of thy God, which is in thine hand, and to carry the silver and gold, which the king and his counselors have freely offered unto the God of Israel, whose habitation is in Jerusalem, and all the silver and gold that thou cast find in all the province of Babylon, with the freewill offering of the people and of the priests, offering willingly for the house of their God, which is in Jerusalem, that thou mayest buy speedily with this money bullocks, rams, lambs, with their meat offerings and their drink offerings, and offer them upon the altar of the house of your God, which is in Jerusalem. And whatsoever shall seem good to thee and to thy brethren to do with the rest of the silver and the gold, that do after the will of your God. The vessels also that are given thee for the service of the house of thy God, those deliver thou before the God of Jerusalem. And whatsoever more shall be needful for the house of thy God, which thou shalt have occasion to bestow, bestow it out of the king's treasure house. And I, even I, Artaxerxes, the king, do make a decree to all the treasurers which are beyond the river, that whatsoever Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of the God of heaven, shall require of you, it be done speedily. Unto 100 talents of silver, and to 100 measures of wheat, and to 100 baths of wine, and to 100 baths of oil, and taught without prescribing how much. Whatsoever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it be diligently done for the house of the God of heaven. For why should there be wrath against the realm of the king and his sons? Also we certify you that touching any of the priests and Levites, singers, porters, Nethinims, or ministers of this house of God, it shall not be lawful to impose toil, tribute, or custom upon them. And thou, Ezra, after the wisdom of thy God that is in thine hand, set magistrates and judges, which may judge all the people that are beyond the river, all such as know the laws of thy God, and teach ye them that know them not. And whosoever will not do the law of thy God and the law of the kings, let judgment be executed speedily upon him, whether it be unto death or to banishment or to confiscation of goods or to imprisonment. Blessed be the Lord God of our fathers, which hath put such a thing as this in the king's heart to beautify the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem, and hath extended mercy unto me before the king and his counselors, and before all the king's mighty prince. And I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me. And I gathered together out of Israel chief men to go up with me. Continuing with chapter 8. These are now the chief of their fathers, and this is the genealogy of them that went up with me from Babylon, and the reign of Artaxerxes the king, or the sons of Phinehas, Gershom of the sons of Ithamar, Daniel of the sons of David, Hattush of the sons of Sheshaniah, of the sons of Pharosh, Zechariah, and with him were reckoned by genealogy of the males 150 were the sons of Pahath Moab, Elihoenaiah, the son of Zeruiah, and with him 200 males. Of the sons of Jeconiah, the son of Jahaziel, and with him 300 males. Of the sons also of Adin, Ebed, the son of Jonathan, and with him 50 males. And of the sons of Elam, Jeshiah, the son of Athaliah, and with him 70 males. And of the sons of Shephatiah, Zebediah, the son of Michael, and with him 80 males. Of the sons of Joab, Obadiah, the son of Jehiel, and with him 218 males. And of the sons of Shelemish, the son of Jehoshaphat, and with him 80 males. And of the sons of Bebiah, Zechariah, the son of Bebai, and with him 28 males. And of the sons of Azgad, Johanan, the son of Hakaton, and with him 110 males. And of the last sons of Adonkim, whose names are these, Elzeleth, Jehiel, and Jemiah, and with them 80 males. Of the sons also of Bigvai, Uthiah, and Zabud, and with them 70 males. And I gathered them together to the river that runneth to Ahava, and there abode we in tents 3 days, one for God, one for the Holy Spirit, and one for Jesus. 3 days, and I viewed the people and the priests, and found there none of the sons of Levi. Then sent I from Eleazar for Ariel, for Shemaiah, and for Eliathanon, and for Jarib, and for Elnathan, and for Nathan, and for Zechariah, and for Meshullam, chief men also, for Jarib, and for Elnathan, men of understanding. And I sent them with commandment unto Iddo, the chief at the place, Casiphah. And I told them what they should say unto Iddo, and to his brethren, the Nethinims, at the place Casiphah, that they should bring unto us ministers for the house of our God. And by the good hand of our God upon us, they brought us a man of understanding, of the sons of Mahli, the son of Levi, the son of Azriel, and Jerebiah with his sons and his brethren, 18. And Hashabiah, and with him Jeshiah of the sons of Merari, his brethren, and their sons, 20. Also of the Nethinims, whom David and the prince had appointed for the service of the Levites, 220 Nethinims. All of them were expressed by name. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahavah, that we might afflict ourselves before our God to seek of him a right way for God, or for us, and for our little ones, and for all of our substance. For I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we had spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all of them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. So we fasted, and we besought our God for this, and he was entreated of us. Then I separated 12 of the chief of priests, Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and 10 of their brethren with them, and weighed unto them the silver and the gold and the vessels, even the offering of the house of our God, which the king and his counselors and his lords and all Israel there present had offered. I weighed unto their hand 650 talents of silver and silver vessels, 100 talents, and of gold, 100 talents, also 20 bases of gold of 1,000 drams, and 2 vessels of fine copper, precious as gold. And I said unto them, ye are holy unto the Lord. The vessels are holy also, and the silver and the gold are a freewill offering unto the Lord God of our fathers, or of your fathers. Watch ye, and keep them until ye weigh them before the chief of the priests and the Levites and the chief of the fathers of Israel at Jerusalem in the chambers of the house of the Lord. Thus ends the reading of God's words. Next time we'll continue beginning with verse 30 of chapter 8 in the book of Ezra. This has been your hostess. I thank you again for visiting the New Monday Show. Now, amen to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and seen me and seen me do. Do, and the God of peace shall be with you.